I might have.
All right. Okay. What is your name?
I'm Beverly. My name is Beverly Miles.
Beverly Miles. And how long have you lived in Oakland? Or?
I actually don't live in Oakland at the moment, but I do live in San Leandro, which okay. is which I consider to be part of the Oakland area.
Okay.
You want to leave with the questions and then I'll just answer.
Were you born in Oakland?
I was born in Oakland, and I was born at a time where my parents actually lived on the peninsula. They lived in Mountain View, but my father was military. He was in the Navy, and there was no Navy hospital there. And so my mother had to be transported from Mountain View to Oakland in 1950 with no real freeways. I don't know what that must have been like for her. But at any rate, we lived here a little while afterwards. Because he was in the Navy, we traveled around for much of my youth. And it wasn't until about the year 2000 that I returned to live in Oakland for a year, and it was a grand experience. A great experience for me.
You lived here for just a year in 2000?
For a year, although I'm from the peninsula, from the Oakland, San Francisco peninsula,
right.
So I've always, you know, dabbled in the richness of Oakland and taken advantage of the restaurants and the clubs and all of the things of my youth. But I actually moved back to Oakland and lived on Lake Merritt for a year before moving out of the country.
Okay. Well, how did you arrive to where you are now? You moved out of the country to...
I moved out of the country to Costa Rica,
mm-hmm.
and lived in Costa Rica, in the jungles of Costa Rica, basically for 13 years. And I've just returned in the last 2.5 years. I've been back home, two years, a little less than 3 years. And when I came back to Oakland, and it was priced out of a place to stay. So that's why I chose San Leandro to live in, which is where I'm living now.
We're going to get back to that part about being priced out, but how do you identify, like, who are you? What do you identify as yourself? What would you call yourself? How do you see yourself?
How I see myself now is I see myself as an adventurist, a writer, and a storyteller. I see myself as a woman of the world, though absolutely African-American. But I see myself as a person of the world. I travel a lot. I have traveled a lot. I've seen a lot of how other people live, how things can be perceived. They don't always have to be perceived by a very small, you know, lens. The world is huge. There are all kinds of examples about how people live and how they live and how they choose to live and so forth. And I appreciate being part of that big world.
Tell me a little bit of your story. You were living in Costa Rica. You were all over the place.
Well, the way I went to Costa Rica is that I retired early from higher education. And so I was an administrator of higher education. And I was in that career, in that profession, for about 25, 26 years. I retired, I'll say early. And when I retired early,
mm-hmm.
that meant that my salary retired early also. and I had a very small pension to live on relatively. And I had to choose a place where I could be able to live in the way that I had been accustomed to living.
Right.
With maybe some sacrifice, but not total sacrifice. And I was willing to go almost any place to do that. Costa Rica presented itself. I went there on vacation, fell in love with it, and had an opportunity to buy a piece of property and bought it and moved down.
Yes.
You know, and I call that an absolute adventure because I did not speak any Spanish. I did not have any family. I did not have any pets. No husband, no boyfriend, no mother, sister, brother to go with me. I just went down by myself and forged a life. And it was a good, very, very good life, a wonderful life. And that's what I did. And while I was there, I was really involved in the communities. I say communities because I lived in three different parts of Costa Rica over those years. And I got really, really involved in the communities of people where I was. I also wrote. I started really getting into my writing there. And I reviewed books for the embassy and wrote book reviews, and you know, it was just a great life, just a great life. And in addition to laying in my hammock and plucking a coconut here or a mango there,
great,
looking out at the ocean.
Are there any similarities that you can draw or imagine between your communities in Costa Rica and the community here?
I think I can, and I appreciate you asking that question because I haven't really thought of it before. I was really, I learned a lot about myself because I was pleased to know that I could make friends with people wherever I was, and that people are really good people at heart. They're kind and they're good, and that's the way I see the world. They allowed me to be able to see that. people helped me. They knew I was new. I helped them. Absolutely helped them, and they helped me too. And they're just really genuine about how they just want to live and not make a huge big footprint. Where they leave, they just want to be able to live.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to be able to live, and they want to be, and they feel that they don't have to justify. That's one of the things in Costa Rica. They don't have to justify their existence. This is what Dios demanded for them, and they partook of life and was very happy with that. I say that some of the similarities here in the communities I'm in is I have also found it give and take, because I am involved in my community. I'm involved in my church community and in the community in the city that I live in. People want to be of service, and they just want to be able to live, again, without justification, without having to explain who they are in the world. And that's a big deal to people. Just want peace.
Yeah. Peace. Do you feel that gentrification plays into that in any way, and that impacts your life or even just the lives of that example you gave?
In Costa Rica, the most difficulty that I had with people were gringos, and I'm using that term because that's the term that they use, gringos from America. Gringos are distinguished differently than European folks because they would say European. But gringos are specifically white people from the United States. So the most, and not with all of them, but the most difficulty that I had in living in my community were amongst the few gringos that were there. Because I did feel that they were very much into gentrifying the jungle. That was surprising to me to see that it wasn't just here. I mean, that's just the lifestyle. That's just what it is.
It's historic.
That's the story. And there are reasons I'm saying it. I'm not just saying that just to say something. But I believe that when I moved there, that the people that I was around, that I did come in contact with, the last thing they expected to see was a black woman from the United States. I mean, they ran all the way to Costa Rica to get rid of this.
Yeah.
And then here I am, the first house on the beach that you see when you drive through the area.
And was there negative responses, or was it similar or different from the sort of gentrifiers who you meet here?
Well, I can speak most of that experience there, in that there were things that happened there to make their lives what I believe that they wanted, and this was not what I wanted. What I believe that the gentrifiers wanted was a little U.S. in another country. They didn't want the experience of living in another country with what they brought with them. They wanted to bring from here the best of what they thought was here to there.
Right.
And the way that played out was that if you have
like seven.
The way that played out was if they had a garden. I'm particularly speaking about, you know, the neighbors really close. You have a garden, you've got flowers growing on it. Well, you've got wildlife over there who eats the flowers. But they eat the flowers and the whole ecosystem. They're eating the flowers so that they will proliferate and continue to grow. But you've got people over there shooting the animals to keep them from eating the flowers that they plant. So you've got people also putting in lights outside that the weather and the conditions can't sustain. So they continue to put these in just to, you know, it just was amazing to me. What I have noticed here, and I mean, this is maybe a small thing, but the first thing I noticed when I got back here was that I go to a church in Oakland that is on Telegraph and around Telegraph and 40th. The very first bike lanes that I saw that were demarcated and green was just an area 2 blocks long that they had just, that the city or someone had decided we're going to carve this out for gentrification. So in that 2 block area, and no more at the time, now this it's expanded a little since then, in that 2 block area you've got the green space for the bicycles, and you have restaurants that's been placed strategically so that the seating is outside and all the people who are sitting there are non-black. So that when people pass by and they decide that they want to stop and get something to eat, they have to make a decision. Is this a place that I'm going to be comfortable in or not? And I believe that that's completely and totally by design. And it was actually shocking to me to come back to that reality. So,
interesting. How has living in Oakland, being back in Oakland, impacted your life?
I've been to a lot of places. I have not been all over the world, but I've been to a lot of places, and Oakland for me represents the best way of life that I would like to experience. It has the beauty physically. The city is laid out really nicely, artistically, architecturally designed very nicely. The people are of all kinds of flavors. That's, by the way, one of the things that brought me back home.
Right.
After a while, it was very nice, but I was in someone else's country, and I never felt that way until the end, when I just realized that everybody was always going to look the same. They were always going to talk the same. They were always going to eat the same. They were always going to be the same. They didn't have any interest in expanding. They were perfectly content because it's an isolated society.
Right.
Here in Oakland, you don't have that.
No.
And it's like just being, having a taste of the whole world right here. That's what I would not change. That's what I love about my experience now here in Oakland. I mean, and I can see it with fresh eyes so clearly. It's beautiful. Yeah.
What do you hope for your future, and do you see yourself being here, being back in Oakland, staying in Oakland?
I would like to stay in Oakland. Absolutely, I would like to stay here. It is challenging as far as the cost of living. I am retired, as I mentioned before, and I do have a limited income. But that's only limited in my own way of thinking. That doesn't mean that I can't do anything to help them along. But I just haven't made the decision to do very much to help that along. But I see myself. I see myself being an integral part of Oakland in my future, or Oakland being an integral part of me in my future. And especially if it's not specifically Oakland, it has to be an Oakland somewhere.
Right. It's hard to find another one. But
it's hard to find another Oakland.
It is.
Atlanta might in some ways comes close, but it is not.
I lived in Atlanta for a year, and I thought that, like, every so often, I get it. I get a little bit of it, but it's still...
You don't get the whole flavor. This is the whole package. It's the whole package. Plus, we have the beautifulness of California itself, and we're right on the coast. It's a lot of things that come together to make this a very magical, special place.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you haven't traveled anywhere, you get that. But especially if you've traveled anywhere, in or outside of the States, it doesn't matter. You really get how special this is. So we want to keep it.
So with that being said, what does Oakland mean to you?
What does Oakland mean to me? What does Oakland mean to me? Oakland is a vision of the world for me. This is what the world could look like. And there is the good, the bad, and the ugly, but there's more good here, and there's more beauty here. And to me, I'd like to see the image of Oakland everywhere. I really would. I think that it's a very good question, because that's really the way I see it. Oakland is the world to me.
It's beautiful. Thank you. That's about it. It's great.